Manners and Ali.
Your hard word today is proclivity.
Oh, I know this one.
It's such a good word, one that I felt we needed to showcase for our segment, even though I know you know this word.
And I don't think we've done it before.
I think we've avoided it because we both know we know what the word is.
Sure.
But I'm using it because it's a great word. Okay. Proclivity. Does it mean A, to possess insightful wit, B, a tendency to choose or do something regularly, or C, to be drawn to dark deeds? Proclivity.
Well, it's not C. Well, it could be all three of those.
Well, it could, but there's only one correct answer.
Okay.
You thought you knew it.
I did.
But now you're stumped because the options are so good.
All lend themselves to the word.
Just go with your gut.
It's B.
It's B, a tendency to choose or do something regularly. Ding, 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 correct. Gunners has a proclivity for breaking office pens.
Oh, I do, actually. I'm very good at it.
I've got a proclivity for cheese.
Well, don't we all? Favourite cheese?
It's a toss-up between a really good vintage cheddar and a truffle brie.
Oh, truffle brie.
So good.
What are we doing with our lives?
Who's open?
Who's open at this
Gilbert
time?
Gilbert sells truffle brie.
Let's go.
We're off.
Catch you tomorrow.
Proclivity. Today's hard word right here on The Wave.
How did we get on the subject of cheese from proclivity?
Because it's something I like to do regularly.
Right.
Mm.
Good.